Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Streaming on the free Odyssey app on 94.1 on your radio and live on YouTube.
Battle's working today.
How about that?
Yeah, we finally got some new returns for the show.
Yeah.
It's the all first... it took was one rant out of you.
Yep. Did he miss the Jalen one from last week?
You could have grabbed that. Yeah, but that's not as fun as Facebook one.
Yes. The Facebook movies one.
Yes. Yeah, that rant. You had a Comer to Barry bridge rant.
Yes.
Yeah. Man of the people.
Yeah. Well, look, you shouldn't be looking at your cell phone in the movies, and the Comer to Barry bridge just needs to be repaved. It can't be that hard. I can't do it. I'm not saying I could do it, but I'm just saying we can get it done together as a people. Let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I was thinking today about an age-old debate that I feel like is now over, given what is currently going on.
Okay.
With the weather. That's not, just with the weather.
Okay.
So what I have for you is five age-old debates that I think are done. Number five is Kelly Green is better than Midnight Green. It just is. You know, you watch them get back out there in the Kelly Green, and you're like, that's Eagles football. It's such a better-looking jersey. The guys look cleaner. Somehow they look faster in the Kelly Green. You know, for the first time, I didn't get to live in the Kelly Green era, but I really do wish they would go back and make it the ultimate all-time Eagles jersey. Just go back to Kelly Green.
Why?
Because it's so much better.
But I think part of what makes it more appealing to people is that it's not
it's
the
special.
Normal jersey.
I agree with you. It makes it better that it's only a couple
times
a year.
Yes, that you only get it a couple times a year.
Yeah, I think so.
Saquon jumping over the guy in the Kelly Green.
I agree. Listen, people love it. They like it. But I'm saying once you have it regularly, then it takes away from the appeal of it.
I'm glad it's back. I'm glad finally it's back into the rotation. But it's just a beautiful color. I'm glad.
Great alternate.
Here's what I love about Fritz waxing poetically about the Kelly Green jersey.
Why?
You didn't see him play in it until 2010.
Yeah, well, that was the wrong jersey, too.
Right.
That wasn't the right Kelly Green. They finally got it right last year. 2 years ago.
What I mean is that you didn't grow up watching Kelly Green football.
I know. But I'm really a 60-year-old in my heart.
That's a good point. You are. Yeah.
With the maturity of a 20-some-year-old.
Yeah, 20.
15?
Okay.
10? Closer. 5? Touchdown?
Yeah.
We'll tell you. Our Super Bowls came in Midnight Green.
Well aware.
Letting you know that.
More success in the Midnight Green.
Okay.
I get it. The fourth age-old debate that I believe is settled. On a plane, the aisle seat is better than the window seat.
Yeah, I wasn't there until the last few years, but it is.
I know.
Yeah.
Like growing up, it's like, oh, I got to get on the window so I can see, you know, the really just
then
clouds.
You realize you don't care about seeing anything.
You can't see anything.
Well, I used to like it because I would lay my head against it, but I don't even do that anymore.
That was the reason right there. It was an extra, like, little headrest over there.
But now, like, if you got to go to the bathroom.
There it is.
But can I tell you the negative on the aisle?
Yeah, the cart.
Well, the cart.
The Cowboy Jim's smoking everyone's leg.
Yeah. Is the cart, and if the other people have to go to the bathroom,
yes.
You get the, I'm so sorry, but... Excuse me,
yes.
Yeah, but I'd rather be the good guy than the pain.
Yes, I completely agree.
I agree, Jack.
Yeah.
And because we're taller, we definitely want the owl seat.
Oh, yeah, you guys are tall.
Yeah, we're so much taller than you. You short stuff.
Yeah.
Tom Kelly's feet can't even reach the floor.
Yeah.
I agree. I need the owl seat over the window.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind getting up to let everybody use the bathroom. You know why I love it? Because it allows me, when we go through those small moments where the cart isn't coming, I can stretch my legs.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I love it.
And not a bad wake-up call if you're asleep and they smoke your leg with the cart.
Yeah. Yeah. The only place where it doesn't matter is if you have the first seat after first class. So if you're the
with
first
that front
one of
thing
economy,
that's open?
Yeah, like it's open and you can get up and move and there's plenty of space. But any other one, I totally agree with you. Aisle seat is superior.
Yeah, superior. The third age-old debate that I believe is settled is that Pepsi is so much better than Coke, it's not even funny.
That's not settled by anybody. It tastes better. No.
It's a much better tasting product.
Now, I haven't had a regular Coke or a regular Pepsi in 100 years.
Me too.
But for the diet version of it, I would take Diet Coke over Diet Pepsi 100 times out of 100. This is not settled, Jack, by any means.
By a long shot. Yeah. And quite frankly, I think Coca-Cola is better. Hope I'm not. We had any sponsors?
Nah.
They're big enough, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Choose whatever you like. Jack likes Pepsi.
But
a lot of Pepsi guys, Coke.
But the taste testing all suggests, and everyone agrees, Pepsi tastes better. But we're all like, ooh, the nostalgic
thing. Who is everyone agrees?
Yeah, what are you talking
about? The blind tests.
Oh.
Look at the tape.
What are you watching? Commercials from 1988?
I was going to say, blind. They haven't done blind tests since 88.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Well, plenty of people prefer Coke or it wouldn't exist.
No, but I think they do that for nostalgic trips rather than tasting.
Nostalgia?
Yeah, like back in the day. Oh, the old Coke bottle. And oh, I had Coke growing up when it was warm on a hot summer day. We'd have some
cold Coke.
Yeah, all the propaganda.
Yeah.
I'm not even a Pepsi or Coke drinker, but I would go with Coke.
Yeah. Now, you're talking about regular, not diet version, right?
I don't drink diet sodas.
Okay.
So. No, grown people don't drink diet sodas.
Well,
what
Ike, Spike
does
every
single
thing.
Those are the only people who drink diet sodas.
The attacks of Ike on health and fitness and, you know, grown people don't drink diet sodas? All right. Man. Just that I'm short now, too.
Yeah.
I'm not tall like you guys.
Yeah, you don't get it.
I didn't see you as a soda guy.
I'm not. I've won a day.
I don't think I've seen you drink soda.
Saying you're not a soda guy is the same thing.
I haven't even seen you drink soda.
I've won Diet Coke in the middle of the day every day.
That makes you a soda guy.
No.
Yeah,
come on, dude. It's
No. There are people, because I used to be a real soda guy years ago. You're talking like 16 ounces in a day. Like, you have people that drink diet soda all day long. It's not me. Me, it's a nice little treat in the middle of the day, give myself a little caffeine boost in the middle of the day.
Right. I'm sure you've got it planned out meticulously.
I do.
I know you do.
Yeah.
The second age-old debate that I believe is now settled is that TV shows are so much better than movies. Like,
oh my God, everything you're saying is wrong.
Like,
what?
Like, TV shows are just like movies are an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then it's done. Yeah. Like, you sink your teeth into a TV show. Like, any good movie would make a great TV show.
Everything you're saying is wrong.
It would be TV shows have surpassed movies in the last 10 years, in the last 10 to 15 years. And overall, a great TV show is better than a great movie.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No. Okay.
It's settled.
It's not settled. First of all, who's got time to be watching a TV show every single week? I don't have time for it.
You saw the same movie twice in 3 days.
I know, but it's done. I don't have
enough. 3 weeks twice in 3 days.
But I don't have, like, you know, I don't have to watch another one the next week and another one the next week and another one the next week. And then the other thing is, if the TV show gets too popular, it goes on for too long until it sucks. That happens all the time. It's why Lost ended up sucking. It's why Walking Dead ended up sucking. You know. Come on, man.
There's been no bad sequels. No bad sequels. No bad.
There are.
Yeah.
But I don't
but
need
to
the sequel
point,
to
it. It winds up going too long.
Yeah, but you're getting lost in the money. Like, no. The greatness of a TV show can capture everyone. Appointment TV. There's none of that with movies anymore. TV shows are way better.
Seems like people are staying home more.
How are these settled debates?
Number one, though, on age-old debates that I believe are now settled, long-standing, you know, oh, would you rather be too hot or too cold? After today, give me cold. I would much rather
I'm
be
always a cold.
Much rather cold be too person. Cold than yeah. too hot.
I've switched. I used to be too cold, would always prefer too cold. But the older I get and the creakier my joints get.
You want it warmer.
Dude, in the morning, a cold morning, first of all, waking up on a cold
Ooh,
morning
cold
is terrible.
A cold morning is no joke. That is no joke.
It's horrible. Yes. And then if you're a dog owner.
Of course. And that's what we're both talking about.
Yep.
The you gotta cold, go out there. Yeah.
The cold dog walk, and then they won't go out. And and really just when I was younger, physically, I could handle the cold better than I can handle it now. Can't do it anymore.
But this is no fun.
This sucks, but...
At least a cold can be fun.
I don't know what's fun about that.
Yeah.
But...
Well, the thrill of, like, maybe I won't survive how cold this is. This is just...
The thrill of survival?
Yeah, there's something about the cold with that I like.
I would...
Yeah, too... Being too cold, I get it. But being too hot... I can't take being too hot.
You can't do anything about
it.
Yeah. At least when you're too cold, you can put some layers on.
I don't want to go outside when it's too hot. I mean, yesterday, are you kidding me? I'm glad that football camp was in the morning.
This is why.
Man, every kid would have passed out there.
This is why.
Me.
This is why people like living in Los Angeles. It's never too cold. It's never too hot. It's perfect weather. Yeah. It makes you happy. You know.
I also don't like Florida because it's too hot.
Too hot.
Yeah, I don't like Florida because it's too hot.
I don't want it to be too hot all the time.
Right.
Sure. It's just the humidity. I can take the heat.
It's not the
give
heat,
me the dry
humidity.
Heat.
There
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
there
yeah. Is. I can take the dry heat.
Yeah,
it's the humidity that gets me.
These were settled in your own head.
Yeah, none of these are settled.
Jack's
Coke and Pepsi is settled.
Yeah, none of these are settled.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. No money down. Up to 18 months to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Jay in Westchester. You're on WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, guys, hi. I think I need to add my own mystical adventures into your debate about modern sports injuries.
What do you mean?
I hope you and your readers can keep an open mind. I literally died in a car accident about a decade ago, and I was brought back to life in a helicopter. And I woke up from a deep coma 3 weeks later to the surprise of my doctors. But I traveled to the next world on those 3 weeks, and I was sort of warned and advised that planet Earth was rising to a higher frequency, and we would be seeing a lot of chaos in the world, which included a lot of injuries and illnesses, and that the human body would no longer be as tough and durable as it once was, and we would need to emphasize flexibility rather than strength exercises. And I think we're certainly seeing the sports injuries and the epidemic of injuries across the world. And frankly, I'm living proof that there are some magical forces working, because the doctors don't know why I even woke up, let alone learn to walk and talk again. So I think it kind of makes a lot of sense that there are some higher energies at work on our planet, and the human body just does not work the way it used to, and we're going to have to adjust. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Mm. So,
hold on, Jay, let me ask you this. You went to the other side for 3 weeks?
Yes.
About 10 years ago?
Yes.
Did you happen to know that we were going to go to 3 Super Bowls and win 2 of them? Did they tell you that?
That was not discussed. My guardian spirits did not have any football advice.
That would have been one of the main things I would have been looking to find out.
But they did suggest that we need flexibility exercises more than strength exercises.
Seems like we're breaking down the important stuff.
Yeah. So just to be clear, what happened is, to recap, is that you were in a car accident. You actually died in the helicopter where they brought you back to life while you were sort of
dead
in this other world. You were informed that our bodies are changing and there would be great chaos and also great injury. And they suggested to you that flexibility is going to be more important than strength.
Well, that's true as far as the sports part of it goes, but
okay.
To be specific, if it's important, I was brought back to life several minutes later in a helicopter because the ambulance that hit me got on the phone right away to a helicopter, which was rather miraculous in the first place.
Wait, an ambulance hit you?
Yes.
Wow. Is that good luck or bad luck?
Well, I would say good luck.
Yeah.
They had, otherwise I'm dead, and they had a helicopter there in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
But
wow. That's incredible. Do you have any remaining injuries or conditions because of this?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I used to be a good athlete. I cannot run at all. I do, as I was advised, I do flexibility exercises and so forth. But I think the main thing is that the planet Earth is rising to a higher frequency, and that's not a doom and gloom message. It's just that there's going to be a lot of chaos as the frequency changes, and there is a light at the end of the tunnel if we would only nurture it with positive energy. So when I see all these sports injuries, it just, and not only that, but obviously the epidemics across the world and the changes in the Earth's face all over the world, obviously it's a time of major change on the planet. But I would like to kind of maintain a positive outlook that Earth needs to rise to a higher dimension, because we certainly were nearing a dead end where we were going.
As long as we stretch.
Yeah, so hopefully there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm afraid our athletes might have to change their conditioning approaches a little bit to keep their bodies healthy.
Well, you tied it back to Halliburton.
I've already had my rant about the athletes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Jay, this seems important. Have you tried to get this message to, you know, maybe a news agency or something?
Well, I'm a writer, and I'm working on a book.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
I hope to share that with the world.
Yep. Are you writing the book with Eagle Shirley?
No, I have not considered that one.
Okay, but all right.
I sort of understand why Ike feels like, geez, when men are men, we worked out twice a day, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
and I think it's reasonable to think that the human body is just not quite as tough and durable as it once was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Jay. It. Well,
enjoy your show, guys. God bless you.
I'm glad that you made it through. Yeah.
Okay, keep up the good work, guys.
All right, thanks, Jay. Woo.
Seeing the other side.
Yep.
I always wonder, how do you come back from that? Once right. I see the other side, what am I?
Well, what if it sucks?
Yeah, like, what yeah. are we?
Well, you wonder when something like that happens, is he actually seeing something on the other side, or is he just remembering before or right after he died?
Well,
right.
they say when you die, you get a 7-minute highlight of your life.
Is that what they say?
Who said that?
I saw it on Instagram.
Instagram.
7-minute highlight of your life.
Yep.
Wow, what a recap.
Let me tell you, we just like, well, we what music more, bed we put out more misinformation yeah, than yeah. I ever met. Yeah.
What would the music be on your 7-minute highlight tape?
Well, it's got to be right. 7 minutes.
Yeah,
it's got
to
be
music
cashmere.
In the background. Yeah, yeah. So yeah. It has to be a highlight tape to something.
Yeah,
is it a hype video?
7-minute song. You have, you're limited at that point.
They don't make any of those anymore.
Well, yeah, you have Cashmere, November Rain. I'm trying to think of what other songs. Hit 'em Up's only, what, 5:503, something like that.
That's probably not when you should be playing.
No, no, I'm just certainly not for my highlight tape. They're not. They might not need 7 minutes for me. You might need a 2-minute, maybe a quick one of the quick Beatles ones. Kenny from the Dirty 30, you're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
My soundtrack would be Highway to Hell.
There you go.
Yeah, because he booed Donovan.
Yep. No, he didn't.
I know.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I actually
have a published author. You can't even get
credit for that. Design manual.
Yeah, so, I know. Everyone wrote a book, Kenny. What was your book about?
Concrete design.
Yeah, Kenny knows his stuff on that stuff, though. I got to give him. I make fun of Kenny with the other stuff, but... engineering, concrete, all that kind of stuff. Kenny is aces on that.
I can stay in my lane, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And is it true that an hour after Jalen announced that his book was coming out, that the camera did said it wasn't in his top 11?
Ah, there he goes. There he goes. Well, he's just trying to show up to Cameron and Fritz. I think yeah. it's pretty obvious.
You're like, yeah, I write a book too.
Yep.
And I had a Darren Dalton Foundation event up in the Poconos, and I got to watch that Mets game last night with a bunch of the 93 Phillies, and it was great to watch it with them and to see that they hate the Mets as much as we do.
I'm sure they
oh,
do.
Oh, yeah.
Who was there?
Yeah. Let's see. We had Steve Jeltz and Danny Jackson and Ricky Vitalico and Scott Ayer and Larry Boa. And, you know, it's a lot of the 93, the guys that played with Darren Dalton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Danny Jackson. Danny Jackson had the legendary, he took his shirt off on the mound. I'm trying to remember the context of that.
He ripped it off. He yeah. didn't take it off. He Hulk Hogan ripped it off.
Yep. I remember that. Yep.
Yeah.
Danny Jackson, great storyteller, too.
Is he? I've never heard him talk.
Yeah. He yeah. was at, they, a lot of those guys do the fantasy camp every year.
Yep.
They're down there. And so one of the best things about fantasy camp is that evening, you're hanging at the bar, and the guys are there. You just listen. Baseball players, oh, they got so many stories
yeah.
they could tell because they're on the road so much. So Danny Jackson, I mean, he was going back and forth with his stories, and I was just sitting there like, my goodness, baseball was wild.
Oh, dude, baseball was the
like,
wildest.
Like, baseball was wild in the 80s.
The wildest,
90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, the FCC won't let me tell some of the stories, but yeah, it's, yeah. You know. Well, I mean, you know, I've been with.
Oh, he was a Red too, Danny Jones.
Yeah, he's a Red yeah. on that '90s
yeah.
Team.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
All right, Kenny.
You know, it's just so much fun just to see that even pro athletes are fans too, and you know we know how you roll, like, but it was just a good experience.
Oh yeah.
And God, I hate the Mets. Oh, it's so great to kick their butts.
Well,
yeah.
You know, back then, thanks for the call, Kenny. Back then, I mean, we were talking about earlier, the Mets fans sort of invading Citizens Bank Park. Mm-hmm. Mets fans at the Vet
used to do it a lot.
Was disastrous.
Oh.
Well, because, like, you know, we had a lot of years back then where the Phillies were not any good.
Right.
And Mets fans.
There were a lot of seats available.
A lot of seats.
Yeah.
And they would come down the Let's Go Mets chants at Veterans Stadium. And that big cavernous, like... You know, a stadium like that, you don't need a ton of people to mm-hmm. have the noise ricochet within the stadium. The Let's Go Mets chants at Veterans Stadium were pretty legendary.
Yeah, it was great, though, like, when they came here. I mean, 07 to 11, I think, was the height
yep.
of Phil's Mets, because they had Reyes and Wright and Delgado and Johan Santana and that. And there was a couple times the Phil's had big walk-off comebacks, and watching the Mets fans watch their team melt down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, you know, great theater.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, he brought up that how cool it is that former players or players or fans of the game.
Yep.
I've always felt this way, and being around athletes my entire life for the most part, most of us are fans of the game. It's surprising when you have guys who aren't fans of the game, particularly the sport that they played in.
Yeah.
So we'll sit around, and I don't bring up half the times that the guys are texting. We're texting back and forth during Eagle Sunday. Guys I text with. So it's, they're fans. Yeah. Former players are watching their team and locked in.
Can I just say the text threads that you're in during Eagles games, but like making those threads public would be one of the most exciting things. Seeing those threads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would be incredible.
Seeing the honesty.
Yeah.
Is really the big one that we'd be looking for.
So most of the guys, especially now they're going higher profile guys, they're saved in the phone under different names.
Oh, just in case.
Just in case.
Oh, that's very funny.
Just under different names, yeah.
Do you know I have Val's cousin Julia saved as Kevin Cobb in my phone? Because when I was going to buy Val an engagement ring, I was asking Julia for help, and I was mm-hmm. texting with her, but I needed, in case my wife saw the phone, to not have her name pop up.
Right.
And for some reason, I don't know why I would think that my wife would think it was normal that Kevin Cobb was texting me,
yeah.
But she is in my phone as Kevin Cobb.
Man.
Kevin Cobb has never texted me in real life.
Though. Kevin Cobb?
Yeah.
We haven't seen Kevin Cobb since he left here.
Disappeared.
Just totally disappeared.
Him and Cliff Lee.
Where the hell is Cliff Lee? He doesn't do autograph shows or anything like that.
They can't get him back.
Just disappeared.
Oh yeah, he never comes back
for the 2009 reunion when we finally cheered Worth.
He's done with it.
Yeah.
I think he's probably
in the woods in Arkansas.
And Oswald has come back, yeah.
Yeah, Oswald's.
Yeah, he's around.
Yeah. I didn't like hearing that Cliff Lee was not a good dude.
No, he didn't seem like
that. That was my favorite picture during that time. Yeah, and then to hear that he wasn't really a good dude, good teammate, all of that. Yeah.
Bummer.
Like, Papelbon was a great teammate. He was just,
bad dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just, Papelbon. Kirkering's taking him down, though. That's all that matters.
Yeah, 122 away.
How many we have?
122 saves away?
Yeah.
I can't wait for that countdown. We get, like, five away.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP afternoon show.
Will we still be working here by then?
I hope so.
If he's going to break it, he's going to have to get a, like, it's not going to be over 10 years. He's going to have to do it over 4 years or something. Well, that's on topper.
We're laying the groundwork.
Yeah. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who would be your Game 2 starter for the Phillies right now? Ranger, Lizardo, or Sanchez? What do you think? Now, we talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
I think we agreed, all things being equal to what they are now, we would pick
Ranger, yeah.
What do you think the vote is at? Ranger, Lizardo, Sanchez.
Man, you don't think? I think Ranger probably has the edge slightly. Let's go Ranger 44%.
Ranger 49%.
Ooh.
Lizardo 22%. Sanchez 28%. It's hard. Man, I can't believe they're all so good, to be honest with you. It's actually like stunning how good they are.
Yeah.
And by the way, like all those good lefties, like the amount of.
You know, oh, I love a good left-hand pitcher. Know,
yeah. What team were we playing the other day that only had one left-handed pitcher on the entire roster? Who did we play before the Mets?
The Marlins?
Marlins.
Maybe it was the Marlins. Only have one lefty in their entire roster currently.
That kind of checks out.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Aaron of Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, dude?
What's up, A?
First of all,
uh-oh.
Jack was on point with everything he said. In today's time, a TV series is much better than a movie.
No, it's not.
And it's like, the, well, who got time about TV? Well, you know, everything drops on a streaming site the very next day. So you can watch it whenever you decide to watch it.
I know. And I don't have time to sit around and watch. You guys are watching the TV series with 11 hours worth of content, 22 hours worth of content. Can you get a job? Everybody.
I find the time. I can't tell you how I find the time when I'm at work, but I find the time to watch while I want to watch. But and another thing, Coca-Cola is only for people who smoke cigarettes and old. Like I'm gonna use a Jack's phrase. Let's grow up.
Let's grow up.
Coca-Cola is a And I'm not a huge soda drinker. If I got to drink soda, it's going to be Sprite. You know, I don't like the sting.
Of course, yes. If I'm going to drink soda, it'll be Sprite, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be Sprite.
So, oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so you can burp. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to get that acid in you every now and then. But
that's what they said in the 70s, too.
Yeah, you know, like, but because Wild Cherry Pepsi is golden. Like, it's a golden soda, Wild Cherry Pepsi.
It's not better than Cherry Coke, though.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, it's above it. It's above it. Right, come on. Sorry, it's above it. And
I don't even drink either one of them, but yeah, go ahead.
It's like I said this to you before. The reason you don't like people like LeBron and JJ Redick because you are so similar to them. For you to get mad at people who check their phone in the movie theaters in 2025 is beyond me. No, you should be.
No, it doesn't matter what year it is, Aaron. I love you, but like the experience of going to a movie is it's dark and everybody's watching the movie. To think that, first of all, no one's important enough to need to check it.
Well,
it is
that's not true.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you, everyone who's checking their phone in the movie is not a doctor that is on call or an army sergeant who is going to get a call from Washington or something. Everybody is just. I saw one person looking at the Fandango app during the movie. The Fandango app. You're like, what are you? You looking to see what the next movie you're going to see? You psychopaths?
They should be checking to see, okay, once the movie's done, we could go to the next movie that's starting like the next 35.
No, no. Everybody's got to grow up. Everybody's got to grow up. Yeah, everybody's got to. We as a society are losing the respect we have for others.
I'm glad you went there about society. I'm going to get to it. But here's the thing. You got to turn your screen resolution down. And when Ike was talking about the driving has gotten incrementally worse every year. I'm on the road more times than most Americans.
Yes.
You know, I'm a truck driver.
Yep.
The driving, even when it comes to some truck drivers, I'm not gonna call nobody out because there's a lot of people coming into this country. But we're not gonna go there. We're gonna say that's for the truck driver. We had that conversation. The driving is just horrible on the road. It's extremely dangerous. There's no courtesy, and people love to they want to stay in the left lane instead of getting over. Like, bro, when I'm in the car sometimes, get over.
You know when it got worse? It got to me. It got substantially worse post COVID. Because I remember when we were coming into work here, we were the only people that were driving.
Yep.
And as it slowly eked back in, I remember being in the city, and I remember telling my friend Alex, who worked at KYW, I was like, "Dude, it's like Mad Max out there, the way that people are driving." And I think it got worse then, and it was already getting bad, but I think there was something about the COVID time where everything got substantially worse.
Word. This is horrible. Man, listen, I'm a person. If it's speed limit 65, don't go no less than 75. Just hit it. Certain times of night, man, go 80 if you can. Certain times of night, cops don't care. They just don't want, they may pull you over, you're going too fast, and they're going to see you drunk. Hey, just hit the gas. Do not touch your brake. You can slow down while touching your brake. It's too much. But can I cook for a second? Hey, Spike.
Yeah.
You hate when people put Jalen Hurts in the same conversation with Josh Allen. Why do you hate that?
Because I don't hate it. I don't agree with it.
You don't agree with it. Because you know Josh Allen is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts. And what did they say? But Jalen Hurts got a ring.
He got a bigger. It's a bigger point to this than what's he going to say?
Oh my God! You've been cooking for 4 minutes.
When the top 75 was dropped, what player got disrespected? Reggie Miller, and they said, "Why is he over the list over Klay Thompson? Klay Thompson got 4 championships." I was watching Reggie Miller when I was a kid. He was a monster in the playoffs.
I agree,
because he did not win as the number one player. And Klay Thompson got 4 championships as the number 2 player. People value his career over Reggie Miller's career. Mm-hmm. That is the point LeBron was making, but people love to miscalculate.
Oh, absolutely not. I will tell you what point LeBron was making. The point LeBron was making is that he is so butthurt that nobody will say he's better than Michael Jordan. That is what he is talking about.
That's not true, Spike. That's not true.
It's 100% true.
No, guess what? People will rank shooting guards like this. Mike, Kobe, Wade, just like that. But guess what? Who has more individual accolades, Wade or Iverson? Who has more individual accolades? Individual accolades. Iverson has more individual accolades than Wade. But people will put Wade there because he won 3 championships. But individually, who has more accolades?
Well, who was the better player, Wade or Iverson?
And if you asking me? If you asking me?
I'm asking you.
I'm starting the team of Iverson. Not many players score 25 points a game for 10 straight years.
Well, I know when one guy went off in the finals, he took his team to win the finals, and the other guy went off on the finals and lost 4-1.
Well, one of them had the guy who he lost to. Another one had the guy. It's about circumstances why you win. Like, would anyone have thought when Grant Hill got in the NBA, who was my favorite player growing up, would anyone have ever thought that Grant Hill would go his whole career regular? Would anyone have ever thought that?
Well, he got hurt.
Would you ever have thought that Patrick Ewing would not have won the ring? Would you have thought that? Once Michael Jordan retired, did you not think Patrick Ewing would have won the ring?
He was a Knicks fan, so yeah, he probably was. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't a Ewing guy.
But in today's time, where everybody has a voice, and he mentioned Charles Barkley. When people don't agree with Charlie Barkley,
this is so pathetic.
Hey, would you get over this nonsense? Listen, your guy. Listen, hey, Aaron, your guy makes it bad for all his fans.
Yeah,
because you got to come out and defend this nonsense. Defend this.
It's incredible.
I'm defending.
Uncredible or incredible?
Yeah.
I'm defending what people misunderstand. We didn't misunderstand anything.
Get out of here. Get out of here, Aaron. We didn't misunderstand.
No, we didn't misunderstand him. Yeah. He tried to misdirect us is what he tried to do.
We will get to a... what is
this guy doing here?
Well, we have a musical surprise for TK.
Oh, boy.
215-592-9494. Why don't you tell everybody about our friends at Surfside?
Hey, Philly season is in full swing, right? And I'm bringing you the tailgate must-have. I'm talking about Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka. And now they have green tea and vodka available in a variety pack with 3 brand new flavors. All of them absolutely delicious. And when paired perfectly with a day at the ballpark, each can of Surfside is only 100 calories. And the best part, zero bubbles. Ask for it at your local bars and liquor store. Must be 21 or older. Please drink responsibly.
There he is. Tom Kelly.
Biggest hit of the state.
Yeah, it is a big hit.
I believe so.
You know you like it. You know you like it.
I do. I'm in.
All right.
I like it.
Tom Kelly's
here. Song of the summer.
Song of the summer.
It is a song of the summer. It
does feel like a summer song.
Oh, it's great. Oh, you roll the windows, Dane?
So, TK, I just wanted to bring you in here because your producer, Sean, who made the song, called the morning show the other day, and basically, like, he called us and he said, I asked him straight up. I was like, is it AI? He's like, well, I had to direct it to this and I had to do research and blah, blah, blah. And then I guess he called you when you were on the morning show.
I heard his call with you guys.
Okay.
Fair points made by you.
Yeah. And then,
be honest.
And then he called the morning show to say he's actually a producer, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Jack told me about it. So I'm on my walk in the morning, and literally I got so frustrated at this guy calling himself a music producer that in 5 minutes I sent Jack 3 new Tom Kelly songs and I made because I'm a music producer or whatever. So we wanted to present these to you.
All right. Well, thank you, Spike.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it. Of course. Go ahead, Jack. Here's one.
Makes
you feel smart with what he says. Linebacker with the school colors on. He won't take your call, but he'll talk all night long. And they all
wait till you get to the hook.
Tom Kelly, king of Philly, with the mic in his hand. He's the king of sports. Tom Kelly, king of Philly.
Okay, so there's one.
I like it. That was a little like a yellow card type feel to it.
Yes, it was a little pop punk or whatever.
Yeah, then I like that.
We have a couple of hip hop versions for you as well.
I'd still put Sean's above that
one. Yeah, of course.
You know.
All right.
Sixers. Ain't a better host that can't compare to this fella. Not a lot of hosts that can't compare to this fella. I know some of y'all been listening for years. Tom was linebacker on a high school team.
Common theme.
That won 3 games. Yeah, but still, it's 3 more than me. It's 3 more than me. Tom Kelly Show.
So there we go. There's the second hit.
Like it.
There we can go. Use these every return. This well, is beautiful.
Well, it's actually terrifying.
Thank you, Spike.
And then here's the is this the one I sent from today? Yeah, I just, while we were in our meeting, I was like, this is how ridiculous.
Jack's so happy right now.
Well, yes. And I was like, this is how ridiculous this guy Sean calling himself a music producer is. I just made another one. So here we go.
Thank you.
severed if he stands on a chair. Tom Kelly, large opinions, and he yells when he shares. He do a sports radio for 94 WIP. South Jersey accent, talking birds, Tom is my G. He went to Eastern linebacker, 3-7. He wasn't fast, but he had a mean vendetta. Wore his helmet way too tight in the right guard shadow, yelling blue 22. Yo, this might be battle. Big opinions, big opinions. Talking wins, talking hurts, talking new beginnings. Yo, big opinions. Big opinions. He's a producer for the Phillies. That's how we spend it. They called him Birdman, even though he ain't go to college. We all could have been Eagles if you go by that logic. Yo, if you look at it that way, I might be an NBA player if I ain't quit that day. You playing since the youngest, since he was about 3 or 4. He played in the cold when it rained, when it poured. We wasn't cutting from the team, no. Way we taking that. Came back the next day crying, but his bag was packed. Big opinions.
There we
big
go.
Opinions. Talking wins.
There we go, TK. Beautiful spike.
Yes. So I just wanted you to know that it was very nice what Sean did to you, but I am offended that he calls himself a musician.
How long did those take you to do? Like, put them all together?
30 seconds.
Really?
Wow. Jack can tell
you. One of them right there in the damn meeting room.
Jack can tell you. I was literally on my walk, and I got so frustrated, I sent him. I was like, look, I'm a music producer, too. And in 5 minutes, there were two of them.
Well done. I still appreciate Sean doing it, but
yes, of course.
Well done, Spike.
Thank you. Thank you, TK.
I have my whole song, my whole show planned out with Return Music now.
Did you like the 5'3 on a good day, or 5'7 if he's
all the lyrics were, you know, variations of the exact same points. He's short. He played on a 3-win football team, and, you know, big opinions. There you go. That pretty much covers it.
It does. Congratulations,
thanks,
Tom.
Mike.
TK, are you on at 6? Or are you on?
I'm on at 7. Jack decided to do a show tonight.
Jack Jordan's night?
I got upset.
What a series he has to talk about his fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Had they lost 2 or 3, TK's doing 4 hours.
Exactly. Yeah, I've done 6 to 10 tonight.
Yeah. I got 3 days of Fritz at 6. I got today, I got tomorrow, Wednesday, with the extended leading off.
Oh, yeah, right. Because 8 o'clock games.
8:10.
Right?
8:10. Don't discount that extra 5 minutes.
You doing final out tomorrow night, Jack?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
I might do my own final out.
Your own final out?
Well, like something I could get in the feed.
Oh, on the pod.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You can't get me off the mic.
Yeah. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, TK.
Ringthebellbook.com.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Gee, thanks, Dad. Jordan and Princeton's kid, when he heard him announce to the Delaware Valley that he got rid of them.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I finally get rid of my kids.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
Yeah.
Are we going to be the subject of a grand jury?
Yeah. I was like, did you send him to camp or leave him at the mall? You know? What's next?
Mike, when asked to attend a function in Philly on a weeknight. Listen, I'm not going over the bridge any more than I have to. Also, Mike, you know where I'm going to go fix my hair? Overseas. Alex in Lancaster.
Don't come after the sponsors.
No.
You do it right here.
Yes, I'll do it right here.
Do it right here. What's next?
I love Broads, but these Flyer guys, they're all wormed up. It's disgusting. Oh, anyway, getting back to our Sixers discussion. Yeah. So let's say Joel plays 50 games. Spike, unironically.
Broads is warmed up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
let's be honest.
Again, I want everyone at his little puck it up draft party.
I don't know. Hey, Broads.
Yeah, this guy doesn't want anybody else to be famous.
You didn't
but
let
him.
Me finish.
You said little.
It's, come on. little draft party.
All right.
But I want them all just to be in a circle, you know, chanting, let's go Flyers. Yeah,
staring at each other.
It will be.
Yeah.
What's the chances they're happy regardless who they pick?
Oh, well, they're not going to know who it is. They're going to take Igor, you know, Brasakimov or whatever. Chechnya. Yeah. What's next?
News from the future. With Joel Embiid and Paul George sidelined, the Sixers lost their 7th straight. Rookie VJ Edgecombe shot 2 for 13 from the field, but gave a really great interview to Ala Abdelnaby after the game. Mark in Monco.
It's possible.
He seems like a great dude.
He does.
I didn't love that he was nervous for his thing.
He's 19.
Don't focus in on that.
Yeah. I have to. I have Markel Fultz syndrome.
Yeah.
Well, that was worse than nerves.
I know.
What's next?
4 stars. A lot less stressful than the first time. It was refreshing to actually be allowed to talk for 2 hours. Val's review of the 28 years later showing that she didn't go to.
She's a talker. She doesn't do it in the movies anymore, but at home, whew, during the movie, oh, man. Doesn't matter if you answer her. Just keeps talking. Yeah, what's next?
Congrats on getting another ring, big dog. I'll see you out on the first tee tomorrow. Unless you and your soft-ass triceps need another 6 weeks to rehab. Brandon Graham reading a heartfelt message from Mike after the Super Bowl.
Oh, that was unnecessary.
What's that?
I knew that
Mike
was
on Aaron Nola. Y'all leave my guy Knowles alone. Let the man rehab in peace. Mike on Bryce. Jack, I want the full list of every wrist injury in every major sport for the past 10 years. Go ahead. I'll wait. Tim in Newark.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Tim after Bryce.
I just asked about the injury.
Yeah, you're worried about his wrist.
Yeah. What's next?
You walk in the morning. You walk before the show. You walk during the breaks. That's a lot of walking for someone who supposedly had a hip replacement. Interesting. Ike now even questioning Spike's prior injuries. Spike's prior injuries.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, man.
I really did have my hip replaced.
Yes.
And I believe him.
Yeah. I'll show you the scar if you want to see it. It's right on my butt. What's next?
Quick next question today, fellas. I'll tell you what's the worst. When people interrupt you with stupid questions like, what are you doing in there? And when are we restarting the game? Herb from the bathroom.
I want Herb to know I had nothing to do with that. Right. That is Jack Fritz. Jack Fritz.
Yeah, your buddy who you send all your shirtless pictures to.
Yeah. I know.
That's a weird relationship you have with him.
I'm aware.
Yeah, might end up being like evidence in a trial at some point.
I know. Yeah. When did you know Herb was different? How much time you got?
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't know what to say. Shirtless selfies from Columbia from Herb.
What is coming up next, Jack, in Fritz at 6?
Phils.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Y'all Phils'd up?
Are they the best?
Oh, boy.
215?
Yeah. Can't wait till you tell everybody to get on board and they're sleeping on the team.
Yep.
Nah. I'm just going to talk it up.
Yeah, you said they were cooked.
Nope.
You did.
So the offense was.
No. Well.
What?
It's half the team. Fritz at 6 is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.